Now it's time to enhance our app with another intent, which means that we're going to have our app, or a bot, do more than one thing based on the request of something in natural language. We do that by going back to lewis.ai. If you recall, we already had an app built for our bot. So we're going to go into that. And you see that we have two intents. One of them was none, the default, and the other one was for linguistic analysis. So it's time to add another one to allow us to do text analytics. That's the ability to test sentiment in a natural language sentence. So we click on intents, where we have our one intent, and we're going to add one more intent, the new one. The new intent we'll just call text analytics after the cognitive service that we're going to be calling from this. We click Save, and just as before with our linguistic, we have to add some utterances to allow it to train. So the first utterance we're going to add is, what is the sentiment for this statement? And again, as before, it's not yet trained, it is, doesn't understand it. So we're going to add one more. What is the sentiment for this sentence? It's similar to the other one, but it is different enough for it to get the hang of what's going on. The next thing we need to do is save our utterances, and then we're going to go ahead and train it. So we go to train and test. And we have to train it first before we can test it. Takes a moment. And now we can enter in something here and see if it works. So we're going to type, what is the sentiment for a statement? It's a little bit different than what we originally put in. And it comes back text analytics, and it's very happy. Training and iteration are key to the success of Lewis. You need to add a couple of utterances to each intent to help it learn. This will help catch most of the intents. However, you will learn quickly that human language is very complex and there are many ways to convey messages. Lewis provides a way for you to see what sort of information is being fed into Lewis and for you to offer your human intelligence in guiding Lewis. You can confirm Lewis's decisions or correct them. You can help clarify content of entities. All you need to do is retrain, and Lewis is just a little bit smarter. Now it's time to publish our app. So we click on Publish App. Everything's already filled in for us, so we simply click Publish. And just like that, it's available in our bot. So let's give it a try. We're just going to start the bot up. And once it's launched, we're going to open up our bot emulator and once again connect to our local host. So let's give it a try. What is the sentiment for a statement? Now, if it catches it right, we should come back and ask for text analytics. So now we're going to type in a sentence that we want to analyze. Hello, it's an okay day. Oh, it says it's fairly positive. Let's try something a little less positive. And now we're going to try something a little bit darker. What is the sentiment of this sentence? We want to trigger our text analytics Lewis intent. It is a dark and stormy day. Not quite as happy. So what we've done is we've added another intent to Lewis to allow us to be able to differentiate the different kinds of commands coming into our language bot. We can add other intents to do other things if we wanted to do other language cognitive services, but we can choose and pick what we want, and we can train it to do that.